12 and under, or you can use your pre-purchased grandstand tickets from the fair for entrance.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 844, sunny now, 66 degrees.
KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 844, Sharon Hahn joins us to talk about big activities taking place in Council Grove, specifically Voices of the Wind people coming to the city.
Yeah, the 17th and 18th for the biennial production of Voices of the Wind people, and Sharon is one of the event coordinators. Sharon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm just great. I'm excited to be able to talk to you and talk about our event.
Well, let's talk about the big activities. It sounds like you've got 2 days' worth of activities specifically revolving around Voices of the Wind people. When do things get started tomorrow?
Things start at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning with a big wagon show, bringing in wagons from the surrounding states and well-known speakers. That's in the Council Oak Park. And then another park in town will be a big encampment of mountain men. So those activities go both days, Friday and Saturday. But they're just leading up to our big event Friday and Saturday evening, the outdoor drama, Voices of the Wind people.
So I'll tell you what, you're bringing some history to life, obviously, aren't you, Sharon?
We do in a lot of ways. The pageant, the outdoor drama, is about the Kaw Indians who were on a reservation here in Council Grove from about 1850 to 1873. And then it also tells the story of Council Grove and the Santa Fe Trail and how those three groups interacted through that 25-year time period. It's an important story, and it's the story about the Native Americans and what happened to them all across the United States, but this one is particularly true to our own Kaw Indians, who were for whom the state is named, and who lived here in this state for a number of years.
And clearly very timely here with the major anniversary taking place about the Santa Fe Trail and its impact on Council Grove.
That's right. And that's, this whole weekend, it's called Rendezvous at Council Grove, and we were the rendezvous point for the Santa Fe Trail, and so a lot of Santa Fe Trail history happened right here in our location, too.
Well, let's talk about the pageant itself. Where exactly in Council Grove will this be taking place, Sharon?
We have a new amphitheater that was built just this year. It's built on the west side of the Neosho River. It's pretty easy to find right off of Main Street. And it takes the amphitheater is actually built in the old riverbed of the Neosho River. They straightened it a number of years ago. But during the performance, the Kaw Nation from Oklahoma come back, and about 25 members there come back and sing and dance and participate in the production. And then we have Council Grove people who portray the 1850s in Council Grove. But the story is told from two perspectives. From the one side, from Chief Alagawahu, who was the last chief before they were removed to Oklahoma, you hear his story about the Kaw Nation and their struggles through the years. And then on the other side, you see Seth Hayes, and he talks about the Santa Fe Trail at Council Grove and that story and how the stories go back and forth between the two. But there's a lot of live action besides the people in character on stage. There's a wagon train. We have a stagecoach that goes across the stage a couple of times and three or four wagons and a wagon train, the pack train. And then in the large screen, we show a lot of historical images and videos, which help tell the story, too.
Sharon, along those lines, how long does it take to, specifically on the production side of things, to really make sure that this is what you want to portray and convey and all the different things that are involved here in making sure this production goes here coming up this weekend?
Thank you for that question. It's a good one. Actually, we've been working at this for a long time. Our first performance was 1992. This will be the 26th performance on Friday evening. But the story was written by Ron Parks. It was written in conjunction with the Kaw Nation. All of the things, they had total approval of all of the script that that was put together at that time. And so as far as putting this together, well, we work at it year-long almost. Of course, the last couple of months get pretty intense, and then our actors have been in rehearsal for the last month. And so we're it takes a lot. In fact, by the time this finishes, we will have, usually it appears close to 100 people involved, all totally volunteer, and about 75 of those will actually show up on stage during the performance. There's a lot of people behind the scenes, too.
Quite a highlight of history right there. Historic Council Grove this weekend, Friday and Saturday, for the biennial production of The Voices of the Wind People. And the pageant will be held in the Neosho River Amphitheater. So Saturday, when exactly do things get started, Sharon?
Well, both days, those two events that I described, the wagon show and the encampment, start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and those go till 5 or 5:30 in the afternoon. And then the two performances, Friday and Saturday evening. There's a pre-show music starting a little after 7, but the show itself starts at 8 o'clock. And there are tickets available online at voicesofthewindpeople.com. Tickets are $15 for adults and $5 for students. But also there'll be tickets available at the gate. So you can find out about it about any place. I also wanted to say that the activities continue to Sunday morning. We're moving out to some actual trail ruts west of Council Grove, and a circuit rider comes in, which is an early day minister, and there's a church service, fried chicken meal at lunch, and people get to be right in the actual trail ruts of the Santa Fe Trail and are brought in by wagons to that spot. So there's another big event on Sunday.
Now that is true history right there, actual wagon ruts, and they're there. They're out there. So
yes. They're there, and you can be right in them, yes. There's more information on another website, and it's called SantaFeTrail200.com. So between those two websites, you can find a lot more about the weekend events if you need more information.
Well, Sharon, plenty of seating at the amphitheater?
Yes, plenty of seating. So it's just a newly constructed. You'll be on limestone. It's all built in native limestone. You might want to bring a cushion or a blanket. There are some spaces for some bucket or from some bag chairs. But to be comfortable and to get the best seat, bring a cushion if you'd like to.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Sharon, is there anything else we're missing here before we close things down here today?
Well, I think just to encourage people to come, it's going to be a wonderful weather weekend. Come and spend the whole weekend, all Friday and Saturday, and then come and enjoy our event in the new amphitheater.
So there
west of the, west of the river, on the west side of the river.
So then there will be two performances and Voices of the Wind People both Friday and Saturday, Sharon, Saturday night?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's correct. Yes, at 8 o'clock.
Gotcha. Well, hey, very good. Well, I tell you what, a lot of work obviously goes into this, and history will shine in Council Grove this weekend. Voices of the Wind People, all kinds of activities in Council Grove Friday, Saturday, and as Sharon mentioned, on Sunday as well. Sharon, thanks so much for your time this morning.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Hope to see everybody in Council Grove this weekend.
All right. Have a good day, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Sharon Hahn, one of the organizers. A lot of work. Goes into this for the Voices of the Wind People and more, obviously happening in Council Grove this weekend.
Yep, and don't forget, too, that tomorrow we'll be having Brody Peek and Jeremiah Corpening as our newsmaker guests talking about high school rodeo activities at the fairgrounds. Sophia Glanville with Chase County High School is talking about upcoming FBLA activities during our 8:05 newscast, and What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton coming up at 8:20 tomorrow morning. Sports later today after In the Garden. We've got Emporia High, Topeka High football tonight on 14KVUE and 96.9 FM. Royals and A's wrapping up their 3-game set from Kauffman Stadium, 1 o'clock this afternoon.
KBOE Live in local sunshine and 66 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:54.
Capital Federal, a local bank rooted in tradition since 1890.